Second hour, last hour of the Mahler Show. We're off at 3, and then we kind of keep reminding people about this. We disappear a little bit through the month of April. Many of these shows, the Sunday shows that I do, will not be on, preempted by baseball and the pregame. The Saturday show, most of them are there, but most of them are going to be really short. So noon till, well, before 1 o'clock we're off. But I hope you'll find me. And if you want to stay up with what we're doing on each show, send me an email, and I'll put you on my distribution list for a short. Every Friday I send this little newsletter out. It's not all that long, but I talk about the guests and topics. So send me an email to BillMoller@WGNRadio.com, and that's M-O-L-L-E-R. We're going to run a contest this hour. And it is going to be for a $25 gift card for a Lou Malnati's Pizza. That's a good deal. Love that place. Here's what you got to remember. It's a birthday wish. You got to wish a happy birthday to any of several people. John Astin, remember he was Gomez in the Addams Family. He's 83 today. Warren Beatty, he's 76. Eric Clapton, 68. And Celine Dion is 45. So happy birthday to John, Warren, Eric, or Celine when we do the contest. Remember that, Dan Long. One of those names will be the winner. So we'll do that sometime, I don't know, before 3 o'clock. I'll promise you that. Steve Dale's here, as he is every week, and we will get to Pet Talk at 2:30. But right now, as he is putting something online, he's into the texting thing. Have you finished yet, Steve?
This isn't texting. I'm sending out a Facebook post.
This is
Instagram.
Working the brand.
And also Twitter all at the same time that we're about to talk taxes.
Yeah, have you done your taxes?
What? Done what?
Apparently not. So you were talking to Joe Rosnai. He is our annual tax guy. You come in to help people through this. And our phone number, if you have a tax question, is 312-981-7200. Any question, if you need help with taxes or just a general question, even if you're not working on your taxes, Joe is a longtime partner at Michael Silver & Company. They are certified public accountants. How's the business been this year?
It's been rather busy.
Well, as
you might expect,
this
time of year is always very busy.
So do you prefer electronic filing or the old paper method?
Definitely electronic filing is the way to go. Too many people think, hey, they're going to get into my bank account. Hey, they're going to get into my finances. The reality of it is they already have that technology, so don't worry about it. More likely, electronic filing gets to a place where your tax return is punched properly.
So
all the numbers are in the right places.
Your Social Security number isn't inverted?
And more accurately, the numbers that get filed are the numbers that you wanted to be filed, and not something that somebody mistyped.
So the Illinois tax of 5%, the state income tax, you think that's going to come back down?
It's looking
right.
Yeah, it's looking a lot more like it's going to get extended. Whether it's extended permanent or extended temporary is the second question.
Do you think the IRS is ever going to move the due date from the 15th to somewhere later, since the number of financial institutions are issuing those 1099s, and I can speak about this, for stock and financial information much later than before, and taxpayers are getting those K-1s from public partnerships and other investment vehicles later every year. Is the IRS hearing this?
What they did with the partnerships, I don't think we see – first of all, I don't think we're going to see a change in April 15. I think April 15 is going to stay right where it is. It's almost institutional now.
Who?
But what they are doing, what they did do, which is much to our chagrin on the practitioner side of it, is they moved the extended due date for partnerships forward from October 15th to September 15th on the premise that we'll have them before we finish our extended personal returns.
All right. Look at the screen. A lot of people have questions. You ready to wade in, Joe?
Absolutely.
Frank, you're first up talking to Joe Rosnai. What's your question?
Yes. I was wondering, I sold some stock rights for Alcatel-Lucent. Now, would those be, would I put that under a short-term or long-term?
That's very largely a function of how long did you hold the rights.
Okay. Well, are the rights, well, I've held the stock for over a year, the underlying stock.
Mm-hmm.
So would the rights, would the holding period be the subscription period that the rights were issued?
It's starting to sound like you've got the rights as part of some kind of an employee plan. Am I reading this right?
No. I sold the Alcatel-Lucent. This is just something that I bought over the years. The Alcatel-Lucent.
Mm-hmm. I know the stock.
Okay, and I don't know if those rights should be, short term gain or loss.
They stock rights as a rule tend to be long-term because they tend to have originated more than 12 months ago. Options tend to have a shorter life, but not always either. There's a lot more facts that have to be on the table before I can give you a straight answer to that question.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right, Frank. Thanks for being the first up. Hi, Susan. What's your question?
Yes. Yes, I'm waiting for a corrected W-2 from a former employer, and if I don't receive that by April 15th, what do I need to do, and is there a penalty? It's actually their fault. What are my options?
Oh, that's a good one. I've actually had that twice this year already with late W-2s and what have you. What you do is you get the best information you have. You have your last pay stub, the very last you got from this employer?
Yes, and actually the problem was the employer was in California. I lived in Illinois. The first couple months of employment, they pulled out of California sick tax, and then they corrected it. But then my W-2 came to me incorrect. And now I'm waiting for a company in California to get that corrected W-2 to me in Illinois.
Well, you've got a much larger question on the state level than you do on the federal level. Sounds like your federal W-2 is just fine, federal numbers.
Yes.
And you can go ahead and file that on time. Your Illinois should be on time because that's probably the right numbers as well. And so the only question is that extra California withholding that has to come off your W-2. Did they give you the money back already on the California withholding?
No. They took that out, and therefore it looks like California got part of it and Illinois got part of it.
And did they make a promise to you that they were going to change that to Illinois tax and move money around?
No, they did not. Well, eventually my W-2 was corrected when I was still employed there, but I did not ever see that money yet.
Okay. That's not a tax question. That's more just a transactional question between you and the employer.
I have a solution for her myself. You should move to California.
There we go.
So should she just file? Go ahead and file both?
I would go ahead and file your federal Illinois with the numbers you have, and it sounds like your employer still owes you the California money back.
And then they would actually have to give that back to me, and I wouldn't have to pay like any tax, it sounds like.
Well, that's already your money.
So there you go, Susan. File and then get that money back. All right, let's take a break. Lines are filling here, so you can call, but you may have to wait a few minutes. 312-981-7200. Steve Dale, Bill Mahler, and Joe Rosny answering your questions about taxes here on 720 WGN. All right, Steve Dale, Joe Rosny from Michael Silver and Company. You're in Skokie near Old Orchard Mall, in case you didn't know. I bet you didn't.
He
know
knows where he's at.
I know where I was.
You didn't have to tell him.
I was just there yesterday.
Let's talk to Jack to see about how he's doing as a gambler. Jack, you're on WGN.
Hey.
Oh, hi, how you doing? Listen, if you win a jackpot in Indiana, for instance, they take the state tax out when you win.
Yes, they do.
And then when you file your Illinois taxes, Illinois charges you the 5% again. There used to be a place on a tax form, I believe, where you took a tax credit and you paid the difference between the two.
It's still now there. It's still there. You want a form... which one was it now? Schedule CR, credit for taxes paid to other states. The form is still there. You get a credit in Illinois for the tax you paid in Indiana, effectively paying whichever one is the higher rate.
Higher rate.
All right, so Jack, go and Google that, and you can print it on your home computer.
Okay, form CR, you said?
Schedule CR, yes, sir.
Schedule CR. Thank you very much.
You bet. Hey, Jim, welcome to WGN.
Hey, how are you?
You got an inheritance to deal with?
Yeah, so my father's 89. His aunt was like 99, almost 100. She left him some money back in September. And just the other day, 2 days ago, he got a K-1.
Right.
What are we going to do with that?
What is a K-1? What did he get?
He received is when the aunt passed away, the aunt left an estate. Now, the estate continued to earn income until the assets all got distributed. And that income belongs to somebody. Somebody has to be taxed on it. It sounds like the estate was distributed, and your father got some of it. And with the assets he received, there was some of that income earned since date of death until the day it was distributed, and that's his share of the income of the estate. There is a line on your tax return on Schedule E, second page, where that income will come through. If it's interest or dividend income, it does end up on your Schedule B.
Okay, a little complicated. Okay.
But if you're using TurboTax or something, just look for the entries for the K-1. It'll lead you by the hand right on through it.
I have a question about that. So TurboTax or those other, there are others out there. Are they good or is it still, do you do better for yourself if it's face-to-face and you can explain to a human being like yourself, this is what I do, this is exactly my lifestyle, does it matter?
Doing your own taxes is very much of a personal choice. I had a conversation with a young lady yesterday, for that matter, where she'd been doing it by herself. She didn't like what the answer was. The interview questions on the software she was using confused her. And by the time we got done talking, she was very much more comfortable. Yes, there's a cost difference between doing software and doing it yourself. And all I can say to that is, depends on how complicated your life is, depends on whether the software is good or bad for you.
Hmm. Okay.
If you find yourself confused by the interview questions, I suggest going to find some help.
Yeah. Okay, good answer.
Hey, Chris.
Hello.
You sold some property. Go ahead.
Well, I haven't sold the property yet. You know, I'm a tax preparer, and I have a client that has investment property. And he bought lots, and he plans to build condos on the lots and sell the condos in the future. Now, it's just something that goes on a Schedule C as expenses are incurred.
Chris, you're the expert.
Yeah, not yet. Not a CPA yet.
Chris hasn't hit that space yet. And Chris, I will tell you, quite a number of years ago, the question really that you're asking is, has this person raised to the level of a trader business yet? Is he a developer? Is he doing this on the side where it's still, I'll use the word hobby, but not meaning the word hobby, where he's just doing this as a means of making some money, but it hasn't risen to a business yet? If that's the answer, then when he disposes of the property, all the money he puts into each property is going to be part of the basis of the property when he goes to sell it. And when he does go to sell it, if he's held it more than a year, it goes to Schedule D, whether he's held it more than a year or less than a year. If it is raised to a level of a trade or business, and there's some cases out there that you can look to where there's a number of properties you do per year that make it a trade or business. Now we're talking it's inventory, it's on Schedule C, and you're self-employed.
Right. So he's got multiple lots, and he's going to have multiple condos. Does that automatically make him into a trade or business?
Multiple 12 or 15, maybe.
Yeah,
multiple like 2 or 3 or 5, probably not.
Okay, so then to me it sounds like it'd be easier just to do the Schedule D route.
Easier isn't the question, but it sounds like it's more right.
Yeah.
Okay. Joe will send you a bill, Chris.
Yeah, thanks.
I use the Schedule PU, and I wrote on it, this whole thing stinks.
And no consequence yet, huh?
Not yet.
All right, that's Joe Rosnai. He's our expert. If you want to talk to him directly, you can get a hold of him at his business. It's called Michael Silver & Company. The website is?
That's www.msco.net. And the phone number is 847-982-0333.
And you're in Skokie, within sight of the old Orchard Mall.
Pretty close.
All right. Joe, good to see you again.
Pleasure to be here.